It's the Good Day program on Tuesday. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, Jennifer Horn, who's in charge, among other things, of a lot of the gossipy news. She's sort of the E of the D, if you know what I mean. The E.
The E of the D?
Of the D. What did you call it?
What does that mean?
The E of the D. Well, she's E for entertainment on the D for the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Oh, I thought she had ED. I was going to go, poor girl.
Aww.
No, she doesn't have any of that. She has nothing but good stuff, Jennifer. Has nothing but good stuff. And Roberta, as far as that's concerned, you as well. What do we have from the Queen of Cheap later on in this half hour?
Oh, we got an incredible deal this weekend at Ace Hardware. You're not going to believe. Also, some incredible deals on magazines. Great for Christmas giving. And the North Face. Rarely find it on sale, and I'm going to tell you where.
All right, just a few minutes here on the Good Day program. Speaking of things that you can do to save money, the Black Friday discussion, and it's starting earlier, and then the results of a survey that was done over this past weekend, consumer debt has been lessened in this past year. Do you know that? More people have fewer debt than they did last year.
Well, that's good.
But there's always a but, Roberta.
Uh-oh.
Americans are still entering the holiday season unprepared to cope with the expenses that crop up around this time of year.
My argument is this. Why does there have to be expenses?
Because people don't save.
We're foregoing big gifts. What we've bought is just cute little funny things that we wrap up and, you know, like stocking stuffer type stuff.
You're speaking for yourself now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Well,
you know, I mean,
people,
why do you have to do this?
Because that's what the media, that's how influential the news media and advertising in general are on us. The doorbuster deals, people camping out in tents already before there's no Thanksgiving. They had having a holiday. They're in tents waiting for 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or midnight on Thanksgiving evening. Target's going to be open. Let's see, what else is going to be open? Walmart's going to be open. Many of the big box stores are going to be open.
It's
Best Buys.
Don't you think people, though, that get in line are actually buying stuff for themselves and not necessarily for Christmas? I mean, it's the deal on the TV. It's the deal on
Merry Christmas to me.
But, you know, yesterday I had to buy a microwave because ours died and we're having like 20 people here for Thanksgiving dinner.
And you couldn't cook them dinner without a microwave?
No, impossible. You cannot do it without a microwave.
I do it, but I don't have 20
people. Well, yeah. So I went to the local store here, PC Richard. And I bought a floor sample because I needed it immediately, and I got an unbelievable deal.
What does that
mean?
Explain, define, describe your unbelievable deal.
Well, this microwave was normally over $600, and we got it for around $300, and he threw in the 5-year warranty, which is normally another $199.
Really?
So we got it for, and it's a Sharp microwave oven. It's a microwave convection oven.
Yep.
So it was a fantastic deal. Just that they literally it was mounted. They literally just unscrewed it. It just gave it to us.
All right. I'm looking at a.
I mean, and I didn't camp out for 5 days.
Yeah. I'm looking at a payday, one of these payday loan services.
Mm-hmm.
They did a survey of 1,000 Americans across all income levels this past week. All income levels, anybody who uses various forms of alternative financial services like payday loans, prepaid debit cards, direct deposit advances, all those people. And those people said, 45% in fact, said they would rather skip Christmas. They would rather not have. And this, by the way, speaks to my discussion that we've had here off and on. Remember the fellow that excoriated me late last week because I said that I didn't believe. I love the Christmas spirit. I love the way it makes all of us feel, and it's too bad we couldn't keep it year-round. But this commercialization, not that it has to go because it keeps a lot of the economy going, but it's so misdirected. Okay, let's just call it what it is. A holiday for shoppers. A holiday for presents. It's not Jesus' birthday. It's Christmas. And maybe we have Christmas at a different time. And, you know, when you think about it, when you were kids, did all of this equal the frenzy that we have today, or have we created more as time goes on? I got presents. I gave presents. We all did. I went to my aunt's house for Christmas for the first 9 years of my life and thought that was really cool. The Christmas tree, the singing of carols. What we're going to do on the farm this year, starting the first, that Saturday and Sunday afternoon, I decided I was going to go back to a tradition that was part of the neighborhood when I was a kid. I'm going to take one of my hay trailers, and we're going to make some blankets available. We're going to come up with an hour program of secular Christmas tunes, not hymns, but, you know, Merry Christmas, oh, whatever songs are on.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And I'm going to put a tractor on the wagon, and I'm going to drive through the neighborhoods where I am, and
see,
people
I
are
going to
sing Christmas carols. We haven't done that.
I think that's a great idea.
I just thought it was kind of time for it.
I think that's an awesome idea. And I have to just defend shopping a little bit for Christmas, because I
of
hear you guys
do.
And you're always like,
shopping for like big ticket items, feeling you
Here's
have to go in debt for thousands of dollars. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's silly. It's like gambling with too much money. It's like you don't want to ever live outside of your means.
No.
But I think there is nothing more special to me than making someone else feel special with
oh, yeah.
a gift that is well thought out.
And you're very good at that, by the way.
$50 million
exactly.
gift. It can be something small that you know. I mean, gosh, one of the best ideas I heard this year is that my cousin Eric, who has been living on his own all year for the first time, and he's hurting for cash, he's like, you know what? Would your mom like it if I gave her a certificate to clean out her gutters? Would you like it if I come over and do some handyman stuff? He doesn't have to pay a cent, and that is something I absolutely love, because I don't have anybody to do handyman stuff. I'd have to pay somebody.
I would come over and do it.
It's a great idea.
I'll come over and help you do stuff.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
Just tell me what you need, and I'll come over and help you do it.
I mean, those kind of things are great. And then he was even saying, what about first aid kits? I mean, who really has a really good first aid kit?
I do. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can put something together easily. You can home make it for the family.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just some good stuff you can do that won't cost a lot.
There's baking you can do. And when it comes to the kids, you know, they want the toys. I'll tell you, I used to go to the thrift stores and buy the toys all year long.
That's a good idea.
At the thrift stores, and then you just run them through the dishwasher and the sanitizer, or spray them down with a mild bleach solution.
Clean them up.
Kids, especially when they're young, when they're under 5 years old, they don't know the difference.
No, they don't. You're right.
And if what they want on television, they see something and they want it. I'll tell you what I used to do. I would bring the kids to Toys R Us, and I would say, okay, you can look, but we're not going to buy each other anything at all. We're not going to buy any toys at all. And if you can agree on that, you can stay as long as you want and look at whatever you want. And we would take the package down, and they would look at the package, and they would examine it, and sometimes the toys would be on display, and I'd let them look at it and handle it. You know what? They didn't want it after that, because they realized it wasn't as glitzy as what they saw on television.
It wasn't what they thought it was.
So, I mean, there's ways of getting around spending all this money. It's ridiculous the amount of money people spend.
It's
you can also convince
smart.
Your kids that Christmas is on December 26th and buy
Speaking of Thanksgiving, this program will air live on Thanksgiving morning, as we are here all the time on holidays. Lots of new folks will be listening. We'll have some fun with it and enjoy and give thanks and do the usual things. Matter of fact, I think I'll get Chef Louie to come over and play Stump the Chef on Thursday as well. So Thursday.
The turkey hotline.
Yeah. Yes,
how
right,
about
exactly.
Chef Louie? Yeah, the turkey hotline.
Stump
when we burn the turkey, what do we do? Yeah.
15 past the hour. Do you whiten your teeth? Do you have toothpaste? Do you buy these toothpastes that supposedly whiten your teeth? And then you use them and you use them. You scrub them and you scrub them and nothing happens. Nothing changes. Well, that's because they don't have anything in them to take care of yellow teeth. Yellow teeth are caused by drinking too much coffee, too much tea, smoking too much, that sort of thing. You've tried whitening strips. You've tried the trays. You've tried the toothpastes that many people use, and they don't work. And you know that yellow smile affects you getting a job. And you know that yellow smiles affect you having a relationship if you don't have one already. Whitening your teeth is a good thing. It's a great idea. I have the best way. This is a good Christmas idea as well. Power Swabs. The only whitening system that uses a patented formula that removes the stains from your teeth so your teeth stay white longer. They look better, they stay whiter longer. The best part about Power Swabs is it'll go to work for you. You put it on 2 minutes, 5 minutes later, bingo, you've got whiter teeth. You can call now for your risk-free supply. Dial 800-865-7602. This is clinically proven to work on bonding, veneers, caps, crowns. This is just beyond what you would expect. This is a great product. I love the way it has worked on my friends, people that are trying it. Proven to work or your money back. It's risk-free when you dial 800-865-7602. Power Swabs. Remember, clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try it today by dialing 800-865-7602.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Mm. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster life. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
A group of petitioners has decided they are fed up with lots of things, including not enough Roberta Fessinelli. So the petitioners have won. Roberta is here, and she has great deals today from lots of different people as we really begin to prepare in earnest for the holiday shopping spree. So
and
let's
in
go.
Tom and in Michael and in Joseph and...
All those
okay,
guys.
In earnest, yes.
The 12 wise guys.
Yeah, the 12 disciples of shopping.
Yeah, right.
Let's start with the North Face. I mean, everybody loves the North Face. It's warm as all get-go. It's a great name, good product, but you rarely find it on sale. Well, 6pm.com, which is a fantastic site for getting brand-name merchandise at very low prices, they've got a 60% off sale, up to 60% off, and I checked it out last night and some incredible deals there. Plus, they're going to give you free shipping. So this is a great idea if you're looking to start some Christmas shopping or implement it. If you haven't gotten your Christmas shopping done now, I don't know about you. But if you need some stuff.
What are you talking about? You don't have your Christmas shopping done now.
Your Christmas shopping should be done by Halloween and wrapped by Thanksgiving.
Mine is almost 100% done.
Yeah, mine's just about 100% done. Yeah.
Mine's been done since last year at this time.
That way you can enjoy the season. You can look at the decorations. You can have time with family and friends. You're not running around from store to store going, oh, my gosh, and dealing with the crowds. It's crazy. Do your Christmas shopping all year long. Get the best deals then. Great deal at Ace Hardware this Saturday. If you want to pick up something again for the holidays or something that you need yourself, they're going to give you 50% off. One regular price item under $30 at Ace Hardware. So you go in there, you buy anything you want under $30, and they'll automatically take 50% off. But it's only for this Saturday. So make sure you get the coupon online and go to your Ace Hardware this Saturday. Knott's Berry Farm. Here's a great deal. Starting on Thanksgiving through January 6th, so the entire holiday season, they're going to give free admission to all fire and police department employees plus a guest. Wow. So if you work for any of these services, it's their way of saying thank you. They also do things free admission for the military at Knott's Berry Farm. And Amazon.com. Again, if you're looking for a great gift that gives all year, one-year subscriptions to about 40 different magazines for just $5 a year. Heard that? $5 a year, and you got some great titles in there, too. So those make great gifts as well. All of the Queen of Cheap. At DougSteffen.com.
Check out the Queen of Cheap box prominently located at DougSteffen.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Started with the voice from last night. One of the judges, Christina Aguilera, has a new song, Jennifer, called Just a Fool. She sings it here with Blake Shelton. What do you know about this tune? And these guys get along pretty well.
They get along very well, and she's been singing with all of her co-hosts on The View, on The Voice. She sang with CeeLo last week and Blake this week.
Is she the one that people are making fun of because she used to make fun of people in the size of their butts?
Yeah, she used to be quite mean to Kelly Osbourne when Kelly was holding a few pounds around, and now she's, I don't know if you've seen it, but her nether regions, Dougie. Whoa!
What do you call them, the nether region?
Her nether region.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's definitely got curves, yes.
Good for her. All right, so that's how The Voice got started last night, but that's not why people watch this show. They watch because they want to get in on the new talent, supposedly. Did you watch this, Roberta, last night? Sometimes you do. Jennifer?
Roberta. I had it on the background.
Background. All right. So you heard Sylvia Yacoub sing This Girl Is On Fire. Redundant lyric line.
Everybody says that she goes by. They can see the flame that's in her eyes. Luxury is lighting up the night. Nobody knows that she goes by.
Send those screaming kids home, will you please?
Hey. Oh, they're all right.
It's a distraction from trying to figure out. But she sounds like all the rest of these
she's got a very
kids.
Nice voice, though.
No. Do you think she does?
Yeah.
All right. The coaches like her. Anyway,
Diva-like,
so
yes.
That's good. All right, Terry McDermott up next singing The Summer of 69 on The Voice.
He's one of my favorites. Just simple rock and roll guy.
Who made this a hit first?
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams. There you go.
All right, also the judge is impressed with this performance of Terry McDermott on The Voice last night. Next performer, Melanie Martinez, singing Seven Nation Army.
I am ready for her to go home.
Why?
I don't know. Just done. Kind of boring.
Really? What about you, Roberta? What do you think of this?
She doesn't do anything for me.
The judges, though, were all over it. The judges are kind of, I don't know, maybe this is planned to keep the excitement first.
Of course, they're not going to say, oh, we made a mistake. This person is terrible.
Right. All right, next up, Cody Ballou singing Crazy in Love.
Also ready for him to come home, too.
Really?
Big for the next fight. Let's hear it.
on Jennifer's show, the Melanie X, Cody Ballou X. Judges liked his performance, though. They seem to like everybody.
It's interesting because it's a Beyonce song.
Is it? Yeah. Next, Brian Keith singing New York State of Mind, Roberta.
He's cool.
With me, yeah. Because I've let it slide. Don't care if it's shining down or on Riverside. And I don't have any reasons. I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Judges like his progression. Let's see what Amanda Brown sings like. She has a song called Star she performed. All right, so there's some representation from The Voice last night on Good Day.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, the ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Dave Davis here with your early morning traffic report. Where are all you people heading at this hour?
Get to Sears Auto Center at 4 a.m. for great Black Friday deals, where you can get a $100 Sears award card instantly when you buy 4 qualifying tires. And save on tires this Friday from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is full savings ahead. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. While cards last, in-store only. In the event of a return, card will be deducted from refund. Award card offer ends 11/22. Save on tires offer ends 11/24. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Walmart. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Check out Lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich got himself for the second time in a week stuck in the traffic of Route 66 coming into the city of Washington. So Michael is there. Michael Fortier is at the controls of our studio in Washington. Did you know that President Abraham Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address on this day in 1863?
Cool.
Speech considered so insignificant at the time, Jennifer. The coverage was limited to the inside pages of newspapers.
Huh.
And I'm just thinking about what we learned about this in school. How many people remember the Battle of Gettysburg? How many people remember that Dwight Eisenhower lived in retirement on the big farm at Gettysburg? Do you remember that? He is remembered as having changed or rebuilt Gettysburg. Gettysburg pretty much stayed in the mess it was.
And dedicated to the proposition
that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives.
Wait, can I get a martini, please?
At this nation
might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this.
Well, I mean, this is an important address.
Yeah.
May have been.
It is so eloquent.
It really is. It really, really is. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom and the government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth.
This is so much more eloquent than the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, it is.
When you think about
but
it.
But when people went back to this, that's when the under God portion, people, for whatever the reason, in the 50s, when Eisenhower, and I wonder if this is, I'm going to see if we can draw a parallel here. Eisenhower had bought this farm in Gettysburg. Most of the free open land in Gettysburg that had been part of the battlefield had become a big farm. And Eisenhower bought it in 1950, I believe, either 49 or 50, and moved there. Mm-hmm. And he retired after he was president. He retired to this farm.
So he was still alive. He didn't really buy the farm.
No, well, he bought the farm, well, after he had bought the farm.
Okay.
But in this circumstance, I'm reading this now and thinking back to my days. See if somebody remembers this or not. 800-510-8255, if you do remember this from your school days, elementary school, middle school, maybe high school, we learned this. I do remember, though, that because after President Eisenhower became president, one of the things he did in his first year, or that came about in his first year, I can't remember whether he did it, but I think he did, was responsible for putting under God back in the Pledge of Allegiance. And that was in 1953 that initiative started. And I wonder if it wasn't around the reading of the Gettysburg Address that took place. Eisenhower, I think, read it publicly in his first year. And under God was in there, this nation under God. And if that isn't why we put under God back in the salute, because that's the way it reads in the salute, right? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to this republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Huh? Makes sense to me. I'm a believer. What about you? Make everybody
sold.
A believer in that. Sold American. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think it goes against the idea of the separation of church and state.
What, having under God?
Absolutely.
You can make that argument, and it's a good argument. Whether it makes a difference under the circumstances. See, I don't think God has anything to do with religion. And I think maybe there were people around that were smart enough to figure that out. God doesn't have any sway over religion. The religionists who have created these religions, God
didn't
create religion.
Yeah, religion is created by man, not by God.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, exactly. God has nothing to do with religion, neither does Jesus, really, although he was a Jew. Has nothing to do with any of this. We celebrate these various holidays like Christmas because the Catholics took over the pagan holidays.
Exactly.
And made it there. And there
you
are
can't
three
beat
or
them,
four.
Join them.
Right.
They're
Halloween.
That's what it was,
yeah.
Basically.
Right. Yeah, of course
you
it
can't
is.
Beat them,
that's
join
what
them.
It was. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't agree with you at all. I think God has an important place, maybe the most important place in our lives and in our country and in the world because of the way the world was created and the energy and
God, but not religion.
Right.
Right.
Religion is just a
but when
a
people hear God,
tool to control people. That's all it is.
But when people
look at
hear God, they
Palestinians
think religion.
Blowing up Israel for what? Because they don't like their religion.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Roberta? I'm sorry.
I'm saying, but people hear God and they equate that with religion.
With religion, right? Exactly.
That's the my concern.
Well, but that's people have that, and there are people right now throwing things at the radio, yelling at the radio,
of course.
Saying, "How dare you!" Turning the radio off, calling the station, "How dare!" But, you know, folks, you can have your own beliefs and be entitled to them. If you're angry about what I'm saying, then your beliefs aren't that strong. If you have extraordinarily strong beliefs, they are not to be shaken. They are fundamentally as solid as a rock. Yeah. If they are, then you're just listening to me and saying, this guy's so full of baloney. But if you're angry at me because I've said what I've said, then you're not really sure of your religion. You're
not
really,
you
what
said
I'm saying
bad,
makes
some, though.
I didn't
usually
say
I'd
bad.
Be the yeah. Usually I'd be the first to tell you if it was something offensive, but I don't think you said anything offensive.
No. But the fact that you can say this is why the pilgrims came over here in the first place, so they could speak freely.
But
about
there are people
religion.
Who would like to shut me off because I am saying this. There are people in America who would like to pull the plug on me because I've just said what I did. I think that religion has been responsible for some extraordinary benefits in our world, but it's also, and sadly, been responsible for more deviant behavior than any other activity on the planet. Every single major war that has ever been fought over territory that was controlled by one religion or another religion.
Yep.
Or somebody trying to get rid of religion. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So, anyway, I think that I disagree with you. I think that under God is perfectly appropriate to be in our Pledge of Allegiance. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it again.
But what about agnostics?
Look,
they
don't have to listen. They don't have to say it. Nobody's got a gun to their head. You want to not believe? Yeah, this is something. It's interesting what's going on here in Santa Monica. Jennifer's maybe heard this story. There's a big to-do because there was a big fight. 9 different religious groups have taken the city of Santa Monica to court. And yesterday, the judge agreed with the city of Santa Monica, which has basically canceled all outdoor activity that has anything to do with anything connected to Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all of it canceled. Because there has been fight after fight after fight about whether to have any of these scenes, nativity scenes, et cetera, on public land. And so the city fathers in Santa Monica just said, you know what? We've had enough
forget
of this.
Forget it. Yeah, it's like Twinkies. They just said forget it.
Right. Every year we have the same fight. Everybody wants to be angry, and it's Christmas. And we ought not to be angry, so you can't any of you put up anything.
And it's a decoration.
Right.
I mean,
all it is a decoration.
It's a decoration.
Symbol. Yeah. So now yesterday some church group took the city of Santa Monica to court, and the judge said, nope, we side with the city. So now these people, I don't know what church it is, I haven't found it out yet, is going to go and appeal the ruling of the judge because they want to be able to put their nativity scene or whatever it is out in public. So go find privately owned land and put it up and stop all of this, which is nothing more than fussing and fighting about stuff that this
really about
is
nothing.
Supposed to not be
yeah.
about. It's about nothing. It's like Jerry Seinfeld's show, a show about nothing. All right. In a moment, Jennifer will bring us through some of the things that are important for those of you who are big fans of a lot of television shows. We didn't get to this yesterday, some of the cancellation news, and hopefully some of the good news. Speaking of good news, this is a word, a 60-second word, or two or three or four, or however many I can get into 60 seconds, about making your home a safe place for you. If your home has made you sick, if you're living in a nightmare, perhaps what you don't know, especially if you've just moved into this home, is that the use of methamphetamine quietly spreading like a deadly cancer across our country, leaving harmful residues behind, you would not believe how many homes, apartments, motel rooms are full of the residue from meth. Silent stalkers, innocent victims, unknowingly getting into using, sleeping in these former meth labs. Your loved ones may already be in harm's way, but there's a fast solution. Donetta Held, who's the author and CEO of Crisis Cleaning, has written The Meth Solution, How to Eliminate Meth Residue in Your Home. If you're a property owner or a landlord with meth-contaminated property, this informative book is written just for you. There's even a chapter on how to gain insurance coverage. Plus, the book gives instructions on how to test for meth residue before you buy or you rent a home. According to Jason Underhill, the president of the Mothers Against Methamphetamine, The Meth Solution is a wonderful book for those who must deal with the aftermath and destruction of methamphetamine. The Meth Solution will guide the property owner through the legal aspects along with the step-by-step procedures to get the job done right. This book will give the reader insight into the reality of how deadly and destructive meth really is. Visit themethsolution.com. If you're not a part of the solution, you're shutting your eyes to the problem. I've even arranged for a special discount for those of you who want to use this book. Go to themethsolution.com and just use the promo code GOODDAY. That's GOODDAY when you go to themethsolution.com. Order the book, themethsolution.com, and use the promo code GOODDAY.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones.
The company store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the company store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The company store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code radio at checkout.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Just in time for Black Friday. Get unlimited talk,
call your mother,
text,
OMG,
and text. That's right. It texts what you think.
Shut the front door!
That's what I'm saying. The next generation of smartphone has it all.
But does it have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Sears Black Friday starts 8 p.m. Thursday with up to 50% off appliance doorbusters. This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Doorbusters through Friday, 1 p.m. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, now it's time for Jennifer. After Bruce, Bruce, interestingly enough, we use Bruce for both of the themes.
I know.
For our reports.
Because he's just great.
Really?
He's all-encompassing, apparently.
As Chris Christie said, Saint Bruce.
Saint Bruce. All right, here we go. So the Idol judge, I love these headlines, Jennifer. Idol judges said to be getting along.
They're making nice.
Yeah, what?
Because they were arguing
so
long.
It was all a bunch of hoo.
Yeah, and then people figured out it was a bunch of hoo hoo, and so then they're getting along again. It's okay.
Right.
Now the sad news in TV is that there were some cancellations this week, Dougie.
Huh.
And I'm kind of bummed because I never even got a chance. Well, yeah, ABC decided to cancel Last Resort, which is the submarine show that I never got a chance to start, and 666 Park Avenue, which I'm really bummed about because that was.
Really?
With Terry O'Quinn, who was John Locke on Lost. And
Right. That's right, too. He was in 666.
Yeah. Bummer. So those
so
two
the other
canceled.
Thing was a submarine story?
Yeah, Last Resort was a submarine story.
What about, I didn't hear anything about it. I didn't know anything about that. I would have watched it because I'm interested in submarines.
Was
it stories of war or what?
I don't know exactly the premise. I know that they somehow, it's a survival story. I'm not sure if they crashed, if they do something. I don't know. It was on my DVR and I just erased it this week because I thought, well, if it's canceled, I'm not even going
to
start you and get addicted to it.
Right, any other cancellations or is that it?
Yeah, no, there's another one. CBS canceled their first comedy of the season called Partners. That was, just never did well.
What
I
was
think
that
its
about?
Highest rating was about a 1.8. It was about two guys, one straight, one gay, their life together as business partners and also kind of a mishmash personal life.
The same old story. Oh, ha, ha. And all those phony false laugh tracks with things that they say that aren't funny.
And then American Chopper, this show, Doug, has been on Discovery for 10 years. This is, Paul Sr., Paul Jr., their war, almost a soap opera. It's been canceled as well by Discovery. This will be its last season after 10 years. Wow. Lisa Kudrow has some good news, though. Web Therapy is coming back for its third season on Showtime. And then I want to talk a little bit about this Blue Bloods story. I don't know if you've heard this, but Jennifer Esposito, and I think I told you a little bit about it.
Yeah, right. So
she got diagnosed with celiac disease after she collapsed on set. And her doctor told her she needed to take a week off, that she could return to work. But CBS has said that she was not truly ill and that this was a scheme to get a raise. So she went on to the Fox News Channel yesterday and said that she hasn't even received the salary that she was owed from her work from the past.
Really?
She was told she was not on leave, that she was actually suspended when she collapsed and didn't come to work.
Huh. That's not good for the Blue Blood fans.
No.
All right, so that's an interesting inside story. Jennifer Horn here on Good Day.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Your Christmas shopping this year to allow you to give the most perfect gifts and help create
yes.
new companies, new jobs at the same time. A new online phenomena called crowdfunding may let you do just that. And that information is coming up right now on Startup America News here on Good Day.
There's nothing brand new about entrepreneurs successfully using crowdfunding to raise attention-getting amounts of funding to launch new projects. In fact, there's been so many that since crowdfunding has come to the attention of the federal government and received its blessing, crowdfunding today has hit at least the beginning of a tipping point, and it seems like even now we're still seeing only the tip of the iceberg. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and this is Crowdfund News, Growing Success Story. Let's check in with Matt Cook, founder of Crowdfund Buzz, to see what's trending in the rapidly expanding world of crowdfunding. Matt, welcome.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate the opportunity, as always, to talk about crowdfunding. I just wanted to go over a few projects that we're finding interesting this week.
What are the hot projects?
Sure. Probably the hottest one we've seen in a while. It's a video game called Star Citizen. And this is done by game designer Chris Roberts. Gaming fans will definitely recognize that name. Chris Roberts has been designing cutting-edge games for over 20 years, and he's designed some of the classics and some of the best-selling games. Chris Roberts had a goal of raising $500,000 for his upcoming game called Star Citizen, and with just a few minutes left to go here, he is just over $2 million. So he is well over his goal. And what we find interesting about this project is with his history and his experience, Chris Roberts could have gone to any big game studio and got this whole entire budget. He didn't need to crowdfund this one. It wasn't a matter of could he get the funds someplace else. But by doing it this way, he's raised well over the amount that he needs. He keeps all the equity in his game. And he has almost 35,000 backers for this project. So that's a signal that tells Chris Roberts 35,000 people are interested in this game that I have coming out. So he not only has the money he needs to launch, he has the built-in audience as well.
That's right, Matt. And like Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, super well-known national TV show, he crowdfunded his last book. So this is not in any way about people looking for a handout. This is about very knowledgeable, well-known, savvy entrepreneurs and startups alike, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And some of the real successful projects we see, as you said, they're not just raising funds. They're raising awareness in their upcoming products and services. They're developing a built-in audience for when they go to launch. So it's definitely not just about the money.
Great. What else have you got that's trending rapidly?
Well, Christmas is starting soon, so we thought we'd pick a couple of interesting stocking stuffer type projects that have just launched. So they're very new, but we find them to be very interesting. One of them is featured on the front page of Crowdfund Buzz right now. It's called the Fitball, and this is a full-body device workout, and it's featured on Rocket Hub. And right now, they're 4% of the way to their goal, which is great because it literally just launched. But that's definitely one to keep an eye on. The other one that we like, it's similar. It's a fitness product that's just launched that we think would be a great Christmas idea. It is called the Spin Trim, and that's also featured here on Crowdfund Buzz.
Well, there you go, folks. A chance to learn about where you can build your financial revolution of the future, because next year there's going to be equity crowdfunding as well, where you might be able to invest in the next Facebook. But right now you can help entrepreneurs grow companies, create jobs, do some Christmas shopping, be involved in innovation. I'm telling you, I really believe that crowdfunding is the great new American game. It's fun. You can play in it at any level you want, as a creator, as an investor, or as a financial angel to help start a local company. So
a lot of smart entrepreneurs are hitting this timing perfectly, where they're going to be able to get their projects funded, in a lot of these cases, get the product out in time for Christmas.
Stay tuned to Crowdfund News, growing success stories here in America. Matt Cook, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.